Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. You might have noticed that things in the entrepreneurial world are pretty tough at the moment. People are launching to crickets. You put hours into a social media post only to have it bomb. You try to hire only to have that person not work out. We're surrounded by setbacks. And in your journey as an entrepreneur, you will have faced challenges that made you wonder if you should keep going, made you wonder if you should get a job, made you wonder if anything would ever turn around, whether that was a cash flow crisis, a recession, something changing in the market that meant you had to flip your whole business model. These things happen to us regularly. And all of these setbacks can start to create a bit of fear in us, can make us a little more hesitant. So rather than letting this fear of us failing in some way overcome us, we need to redefine failure. We tend to see failure as an end result. We tried something, it didn't work, we have failed. And this view is what generates that, oh my gosh, is this ever going to work out? Lets that fear build, pulls back on that momentum. The problem is we think failure is the opposite of success, when actually failure is a part of succeeding. This is the mindset that you want to have in your business, because then failure becomes a catalyst for growth. Rather than seeing it as the period at the end of the sentence, instead it becomes an opportunity for you to gather data. What worked? What didn't work? What could you try next time? When we can look at failure in this way, we remove the fear element of it. And as an entrepreneur, you can't have that fear because you need to take risks in your business. That's how we innovate. That's how we grow. So any kind of fear of failure is really paralyzing to our business. So if something hasn't worked out, rather than letting it derail all the progress that you have made, instead, do a bit of a post-mortem on what happened. What went wrong? What could you change in the future? What did it teach you about your business operations? What have you learned about your market? What did it show you about your own leadership style? And the key here is not to just go, oh, it taught me this, and next time I want to do that. It's to actually document those lessons so that you have something to refer back to. The next time you're in a similar situation, you go, oh, wait, I tried this before and it didn't work, but I can't remember what I said I was going to do next time. Now you have it documented, you can refer to it. And so that previous failure or setback is helping you leapfrog your growth the next time. You also want to make sure that you're having a conversation with your team around what led to the setback, what we want to try the next time, what have we learned from it. When you have this collective learning around a setback, it encourages them to be open with you when they make a mistake or something they do goes wrong, and it shows them that you value continuous improvement. So what that conversation does is it normalizes failure. So rather than making it this big, scary thing that we need to avoid at all costs, it becomes a stepping stone to the next thing. And if you're struggling at the moment, because I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of entrepreneurs who are genuinely struggling at the moment, and if this is you and you're stuck in something that didn't work and you're feeling a little bit lost, the key is to get yourself back into momentum. So rather than thinking, oh my gosh, I have to launch a whole new thing, just what is the next thing that you need to do? What's the next tiny action? What's the next tiny goal that you can conquer to get you out of the spiral of failure and back into momentum so that you can start taking action again, so that you can look back and have that post-mortem, think about what you learned. Sometimes we can get really stuck in the moment of it, and then it's really hard to see the lessons that you can learn. So we need to get that little momentum going again, and then we can do a retrospective. If failure is a natural part of success, it's inevitable that you're going to encounter it in your business. You've already encountered it, and it's coming again somewhere down the line. If you knew something else was certain in your business, you would plan for it and prepare for it. So in the same way, we want to think about how we handle failure in our business, how we want to show up as a leader to our team in the face of a setback. We want to think about what it means for you personally. So what is your strategy for failure?